You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are Jacobo Prado and also Dr. Eva Moya. Mr. Prado is the Consul General de Mexico here in El Paso, and Dr. Moya is an assistant professor in the Department of Social Work, and of course, she's been with us before on various projects that she's done research on here at the university. But we'd like to take the time, first of all, to welcome Dr. Moya and also Mr. Prado. Thank you very much for being with us. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Luis. It's a pleasure for me to be here.
Now, I understand, I'm not sure if Mr. Prado, if you want to address it or Dr. Moya, that something big happened earlier this week with Dr. Natalicio and yourself?
That is correct. Yesterday, we signed an MOU to formalize a collaboration between the Consulate General of Mexico in El Paso and the College of Health Science in UTEP to manage a program that is called Ventanilla de Salud, or Health Window. This program is aimed to provide information to the Hispanic community, mostly Mexican in this case, regarding health services that are available for the community, and also to strengthen culture of health prevention. There is also a service of referrals, and this program will be located at the consulate and is available for everyone that would like to come. It is open from 8 a.m. to 1 o'clock. And there is an email address where you can direct your questions. It's called ventanilla_salud@yahoo.com. And there is also a telephone number, which is 915-533-8555 with extension 221. And again, I invite the community that is listening to this program to call us or to visit the Ventanilla de Salud if they think that they may need some health service.
Now, Dr. Moya, this is obviously what Mr. Prado was talking about, something that's very much needed, not just between our country and Mexico, but worldwide. We read and hear in the news about how bad the health situation is with many people, and even people who can afford to eat correctly or go to the doctor, we just don't take care of ourselves, and especially Americans. So, we read about the fact that health prevention, as Mr. Prado mentioned, and education is something that is very much needed.
Extremely needed. It's sort of like something that we think of that we get at a medical establishment. And the reality is that health happens at home for the most part. Health happens in schools. It happens in the work setting, it happens in community, and basically what happens is when we need health and medical services, we go to the medical providers. But about 80% of what we do in health is basically associated with our behavior, our attitudes, and our practices. So the more educated we are in health, the more information we have about how to prevent, how to screen, where to go for services, the better equipped we are to actually protect our health. So indeed, health starts with us. It's sort of like not the other way around, where traditionally we think of health as starting in the medical establishment, es al revés volteado, as we say in Spanish. It starts with us in our communities. And certainly what we eat, Louis, the things that we do, how the decisions that we make, certainly have an impact on how healthy we're going to be.
And a lot of times, Mr. Prado, let's talk a little bit about someone who's listening right now and they're wondering, well, why should I go? What could I ask them? Because a lot of times, as Dr. Moya mentioned, we think that it's somebody else's job to do it, or we'll have a fatalistic attitude, especially among our culture. The Hispanic culture will say, oh, I'm going to die anyway, or it's going to happen anyway, so why should I even take care of it? So people who are listening right now, what would you tell them as far as why should they come? What do they need to ask you? What kind of services?
Well, the Mexican government started this program in 2003 in some consulates in California. And then right now we have the Ventanilla de Salud program in every one of the 50 Mexican consulates in the United States. And the reason why we are implementing this program is because we found out that there are many people that really don't know how to take care of their health. So creating consciousness of the need of everybody, as Dr. Moya mentioned, to take care of themselves is important. But also, we also find out that many people, because of this attitude, ended up in emergency rooms. So when they suddenly have this medical problem that is basically an emergency, they are not insured, and then they need to pay for these services that is really extremely expensive. Mm-hmm. So creating this culture of prevention is very important. So we know exactly what are our health problems, how to treat them before we need to go to an emergency room. Because as you were mentioning, probably we think we don't care of whatever problem is that may appear in the future, but that we have this problem, we need to take care of it, and then we need to pay a lot of money for the services that we need. It is a process. It is creating this consciousness. It is creating this culture of prevention. It is important for everybody to go and check up, do the proper exams, and then go and visit a doctor if it is needed. If not, everything is going to work well. So this is the main purpose of the Ventanilla de Salud, to help the community to start taking care of their health by themselves.
And Dr. Moya, what about as far as UTEP and the role that we'll be playing in our students and also our faculty?
This is a really exciting partnership. You know, this is what I think both researchers, academicians, you know, activists and advocates really dream of, a partnership where you have community invested organizations, in this case, the representation of the Mexican government and the College of Health Sciences through the university, coming together to engage every single program and department of the College of Health Sciences. That means that for the first 12 months of the Ventanilla, the Consulado Mexicano will have the presence of our university students, from different professions. These students will learn about the Mexican consulate services, so therefore they will become educated on the resources and the assets that we have. At the same time, they're going to promote health. Like this week, when we inaugurated this partnership, our students from the Clinical Laboratory Sciences were actually doing measurements. They were doing heights, weights. They were also checking out for glucose. They were checking out cholesterol. They were giving us readings, you know, to the community members. Some of these community members have never had actually or been screened for these exams. So, like this month, every single month, we're going to have a Día de Clínica or Clínica de Salud, which is the second Tuesday of every month. And so in partnership with the university and the college, plus a group of 25 community agencies that we are working with through the Mexican consulate, they're going to be invited. So we're going to be promoting mammographies, pap smears, inoculations for children, lung health education to screen for tuberculosis, colorectal exams like we had yesterday, eligibility for programs, promotion, you know, for health insurance benefits. So every single month, our community is going to benefit.
And will these be at various clinics, or will they be at the Consul
General's beauty office? Is that it's going to be at the Consulado Mexicano, which is, you know, you walk into the Consulado Mexicano located in San Antonio Street, you know, downtown El Paso, and you are going to do your trámite, or you're going to inquire about your visa, your pasaporte mexicano, your matricula, but you're also greeted by health. So that's sort of like the beauty of it. You have this ventanilla that invites you to come in and to get informed and educated on health. And you could ask, well, why should I care? I'm going in to get my matricula. You know, I'm in and out. I have an appointment. My day is very busy. I came all the way from San Elizario. And so this is to welcome you to what I think it's a fabulous facility and a very safe place to ask about health and the things that matter. So you're going to walk in, you're going to do your trámite, you know, your information as you request. But more importantly, you're also going to be greeted by a promotora, promotora de salud, which in this case will be hired by the university and trained by our colleagues at the College of Health Sciences. And this promotora, promotora de salud will be working directly with the individuals that are approaching the Ventanilla de Salud. In addition, we're going to have a jornada sabatina, which is when the consulado basically extends their hours of operation on a Saturday every month. And in that jornada sabatina, there will also be the Ventanilla de Salud available. So we have Jornada Sabatina, La Clínica de Salud every first Tuesday of the month. We have Consulados Móviles that are actually going out outside of the city limits of El Paso. And the Ventanilla de Salud Promotora will actually travel with the Consulado Móvil to make sure that information, brochures, you know, eligibility and referrals are also down outside of the city limits of El Paso. There's a series of pláticas educativas. And for the pláticas educativas, there's like a beautiful, you know, confetti of themes, all the way from asthma to recycling, how to do better financial education, how to look for housing opportunities in this community, because health is really a lot of different things. It's certainly more than diseases. So we want to make sure that people are well informed. And then referrals and follow-up as well.
For the benefit of some of our listeners who may not, some people, you know, struggle a little bit with English. So Mr. Prado or Dr. Moya, if you don't mind telling us a little bit about this project in Spanish.
Por supuesto. El día de ayer firmamos un memorando de entendimiento entre el Consulado de México y la Universidad de Texas en El Paso para que la universidad administre el programa de Ventanilla de Salud. Como seguramente ustedes saben, este programa ha existido aquí en el consulado durante varios años, pero la idea de que ahora sea UTEP quien lo administre, pues trae consigo muchos más recursos, el personal más capacitado. Así es que la idea de esto es reforzar precisamente los programas. Entre otras actividades, se van a llevar a cabo todos los meses durante el segundo martes del mes, los llamados días de clínica, en donde UTEP va a invitar a diversas organizaciones que dan servicios médicos, en donde se van a poder hacer exámenes de enfermedades contagiosas como VIH-Sida, como sífilis, pero también otras que tienen que ver con la salud permanente de las personas, tienen que ver con mamografías, con cáncer colorrectal, etcétera. Todos los días se van a llevar a cabo también charlas para las personas que quieran saber un poco más de cuestiones de la salud. Esto es para que la gente aprenda a cuidar su salud de manera preventiva y eviten riesgos que eventualmente los lleven a tener que acudir a los servicios, a las salas de emergencia.
Señor Prado, en veces una de las cosas, como usted acaba de decir de la mamografía, mucha gente, nada más las mujeres mexicanas, pero todas las mujeres, de todos los idiomas, en veces tienen miedo ir a hacer una mamografía porque no quieren saber. Y ellos dicen, si no me dicen que tengo cáncer, entonces está bien. Pero si me dicen, entonces van a decir, ay, si no hubiera ido, hubiera estado todo bien.
Yo creo que esa pregunta se la voy a pasar a la doctora Moya. Okay. Sin embargo, sí quisiera señalar que todos los servicios que se van a ofrecer a través de la Ventanilla de Salud son gratuitos y que este tipo de exámenes se van a llevar a cabo igual de manera gratuita. Si se detectara un problema, la propia Ventanilla de Salud va a referir a esa persona a donde la puedan atender y también la va a orientar sobre la protección médica, los seguros a los que esa persona pueda tener acceso. Entonces, se trata de tener un servicio, digamos, integral que va desde precisamente la posible detección de algún padecimiento hasta su tratamiento. Pero le dejo el micrófono a la doctora Moya.
Esa es una muy buena pregunta y cómo me gustaría tener así como la respuesta mágica, pero la realidad es que tanto mujeres como hombres tienen temor para detectar cánceres sobre todo. Entonces, a lo que nosotros diríamos es, el miedo nos enferma y nos puede matar. Y tenemos dos opciones como ser humano. Primero es, contamos con exámenes que nos pueden salvar vidas. ¿Por qué no? Si la vida es valiosa, entonces mejor acudir, orientarse, informarse, retirar algunos de los mitos que están relacionados con los cánceres, sobre todo el cáncer cervicuterino, que es el cáncer que podemos realmente detectar, tratar y curar. Lo mismo el cáncer de mama, pero también por ahí tenemos algunos caballeros que tienen miedo de ir a hacerse sus exámenes de próstata, sus exámenes colorrectales. Nosotros los invitamos a que se informen. Una persona informada vale muchísimo. Y bueno, una persona informada y educada en salud es un excelente ejemplo también para la familia y para sus hijos.
Y toda esa información y horarios y todo eso pueden ir también a la red.
Sí.
¿Conseguir más información?
Así, en la página electrónica que es www.ventanillas_desalud.com. El número de teléfono es 533-8555 y la extensión es 221. Contamos con un promotor, promotora de salud. El personal es bilingüe. La información es gratuita. Recuerden, no es una clínica de salud. No prescribimos. No es una sala de emergencia. Es tu ventanilla de salud.
We've been speaking with Dr. Eva Moya, Assistant Professor of the Department of Social Work, and also Mr. Jacobo Prado, who is the Consul General in Mexico, here in El Paso, talking about the Ventanilla de Salud, or the health window. And to get more information, the number that they should call, Dr. Moya?
It is 533-8555, extension 221.
That number again is 533-8555. Extension 221, and the web address?
It is www.ventanilla_desalud.com, where you can find your calendar of activities for every single month.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Moya and Mr. Prado. Thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you very much, Liz.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Swoon. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.